Midwest has a lot of baggage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In addition to all the passengers who got stranded for days in a storm-induced travel and technology failure nightmare, thousands more have no idea where their luggage is. Suitcases were piled up at airports. Barbara Berry's a retired Southwest employee who showed up in Las Vegas to help people find their bags.
Watching the news and seeing what's going on and knowing how overwhelming it can be. Rather than sit home and do nothing, I'd rather come here and try to do what I could.
This says Southwest is having a more normal day.
So far, Southwest has canceled 41 flights with more than 100 others delayed. That's a huge improvement from the rest of this week, including yesterday when more than 2,300 flights were canceled. In a letter to the airline CEO Thursday, Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote in part, "No amount of financial compensation can fully make up for passengers who missed moments with their families that they can never get back."
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Chicago. Former President Trump's tax returns from 2015 to 2020 are being entered into the congressional record today. House Democrats making them public after Trump lost a fight to keep them sealed at the Supreme Court. Democrats have already revealed the returns show the former president paid little or no income taxes in most of those years. Another company facing charges in the deadly epidemic of opioid drug overdoses and deaths. AmerisourceBergen.
Prosecutors say the company refused or negligently failed to report orders from pharmacy companies to the DEA when the company had reason to know drugs were being diverted to illegal channels. AmerisourceBergen said they did their due diligence on customers and they did report suspicious orders of controlled substances to the DEA. The DEA disputes that.
Fox's Jill Nato on Wall Street, a fitting start to the end of a losing year. The Dow's down 225 points. The Nasdaq's losing over 100. It's lost more than a third of its value in 2022. America's listening to Fox News.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Again, on Wall Street, selling starts the last trading day of the year. The Dow is falling 243 points. The Nasdaq's down 111. The S&P 500 off by 33 points. Some of today's trading will be investors settling up losses to close out this year and use it all for tax returns as the IRS gets ready to charge Americans who owe more.
New year, new interest rates from the IRS. Starting January 1st, the Internal Revenue Service plans to raise interest rates for underpayments and overpayments for the first quarter of 2023. The rate for payments owed by individuals will be 7% per year, compounded daily. That's up from 6% in the third quarter of this year. And it'll be 9% for large corporate underpayments. On a positive note, if the IRS owes you money, you'll get it back with 7% interest, up from 6%, but it will be taxable. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The price of oil is up nearly a dollar. It's back over 79 bucks a barrel. Gas is up 2 more cents. It's 8 cents higher than a week ago, but still a dime less than we were paying a year ago. On Thursday Night Football,
wide open. Schultz for the touchdown.
Dalton Schultz caught 2 TD passes in the Dallas Cowboys 27-13 win over Tennessee on Amazon Prime Video, the Titans' sixth straight loss. A legend of what they call football everywhere else in the world, Pelé, is being remembered as the best of all time. Brazil is in 3 days of mourning for Pelé, the only player on 3 World Cup winning teams. Pelé later helped grow soccer in the U.S., and after his final match in 1977 in New Jersey, he addressed the crowd.
Stay with me. 3 times. Love. Love. And love.
Pelé was 82. He died after a battle with cancer. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.